You can take your Bibles tonight and you can go to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, we're going to start in verse 9. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9. So tonight we sang a song about the joy of the Lord being our strength, and we're going to look at that tonight. The relationship between joy and strength. Okay, and in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9, it says, "And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha," and Tirshatha means governor. So Nehemiah was a governor. "And Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept," they were all crying, "when they heard the words of" what? "The law." The law. Verse 8 says, "So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand" the what? "The reading." The reading. So, to give you a little background, Nehemiah was the cupbearer. So he's the guy that brings the king the cup full of wine or whatever he's drinking to King Artaxerxes, who was a Persian king and ruled quite the empire. So the Persian Empire was really big. It covered Persia, it covered Babylon, it covered Egypt, it covered parts of Europe. It was enormous. Anyway, the Israelites had just been returned from Babylonian captivity. Okay, so we kind of looked at previously how the Israelites were put into captivity because they were worshiping idols and, you know, weren't following God's word, and the enemy came in and they had no protection. But now the Israelites were allowed to go back. So they were released from Babylonian captivity. They were allowed to go back to Jerusalem. And Nehemiah learns that Jerusalem is in shambles. Do you remember? Because when they took them into captivity, they destroyed everything. They destroyed the temple. They destroyed the city. They utterly laid it to waste. So he learns from his friends and people who've gone back that Jerusalem is in ruins. So he approaches, well, first he prays to God, and then he approaches the king and requests to go back there to basically rebuild it. So you might be familiar with the story, but Nehemiah builds the wall, and he's being attacked on all sides while he's building the wall. So he's got all his people got swords in one hand and tools in the other, and they're fighting off enemies and building a wall. And in 52 days, they build a wall, and they get the city sort of, you know, walled off again. They throw the big doors down, the big gates, so that they can begin to rebuild the city. He was made governor of that project. Okay, so when the king said, "You can go do this," he was made governor over the project. And he enlisted in Ezra to teach the law again to the people. So that's where we are here. So, you know, the walls are down, gates are down, and now Nehemiah the governor, leader over that project, enlisting with Ezra, is teaching the people the word. So Ezra, the priest and the scribe, teaches the people the word. Okay? And he causes them to understand it, because Israel was in that predicament because they walked away from God's word for generations. They didn't know God's word. They were worshiping idols. They were doing other stuff. And so here they were being given the word. And it says at the end of verse 9 again, "This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For they, all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord." So it really touched them, right? It really pricked their hearts. And then verse 10 says, "And then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet." So it's like an expression like, go ahead and go have good stuff. Go eat some good stuff. Like, we don't really eat fat, right? That's gross. But it means like, you know, go have a good meal. Drink the sweet, go have something nice to drink. And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Make sure everybody gets some. For this day is holy unto our Lord, neither be ye sorry. You know, they were crying. For the joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, you know, to have a really good time, to be really happy. Why? Because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. That's why. They were really blessed because they had understood the words. Bam! So God's word leads to the joy and the strength that these people would have, right? To the joy of the Lord would be their strength. Go to Psalm 105, verse 1. Psalm 105, verse 1. So what does that mean, really? What does it mean? Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his name. Let the heart of them rejoice that what? Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his what? Strength. Seek his face evermore. Right? So the joy of the Lord would strengthen them. And these verses here tell us how to search out God. Okay? How to do that. How can we search out God? Right? Our hearts, what it says in verse 3, the heart of them, our hearts will rejoice when we seek out the Lord, when we do that. So how do we do that? And the verses preceding that tell us. We can call out upon his name. Oh, here we go. Bam! We can pray, right? That's calling out on his name, talking to God. We can give thanks unto the Lord. We can make known his deeds among the people, which means we can talk about God. We can tell other people about God's goodness, right? We can sing unto him and sing psalms. And we can talk of all the wonderful things that he does, right? Those are ways that we can seek out God. We can make God a part of our daily lives, right? Is praying to God, talking about God, singing about God, thanking God for things, and getting into his word, right? Those things will cause him to be in our hearts. And if he's in our hearts, then we'll have joy. And when we seek the Lord, we seek his strength, which causes us to joy too, right? Go to Psalm 27, verse 1. So when we seek out God, then we've got great joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. It makes us strong. It makes us strong. And one of the great things about being strong from God is in verse 1 of chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Right? So with God's strength, we've got no fear. We've got no fear in our lives. God's strength replaces the fear in our lives. Right? So as we're strong with God, then what do we have to be afraid of? That's what it's asking. God is our light. God is our deliverer. What do we have to be afraid of, right? And when you don't have any fear in your life, there's a lot more room for joy, a lot more room for happiness, a lot more room to be blessed, because you're not afraid. Verse 14, wait on the Lord. That word wait there is to wait eagerly, to hope for, or to look unto. Okay? So look unto the Lord. Hope for God. Wait eagerly for Him. Look forward to God. Be of good courage, and He shall what? Strengthen your heart. Strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So when we look to God, when we trust in Him, He will strengthen us. He will strengthen us. And then there's no room for fear. Then we're blessed. Chapter 28, verse 7. Chapter 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. He's our strength and our shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am left in the dust, hung out to dry, still need assistance. No, I am helped. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly what? Rejoices, and with my song, I will praise Him. So, God is our shield. He's our shield. He's our shield. The Lord is their strength, verse 8. And He is the saving strength of His anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. And the word save there is to deliver or delivering. The Lord is their strength, and He is the delivering strength of the anointed. Deliver thy people. God is our deliverer via His strength. It says in verse 7 that with God as our shield, our hearts greatly rejoice. Our hearts are super happy. We have happy hearts, right? We're very blessed because God is our shield and He is our strength. And He will be the one to deliver. That's what it means in verse 8 and 9. He is the deliverer. He's the one who sets people free. He's the one that breaks the chains that bind people. Whether those chains are physical, you know, whether they're health issues or they're mental, you know, pressures and fears and insecurities. God is the one who delivers from those things. Right? He is our strength, and we can have great joy in that. Psalm 31, verse 21. 31, verse 21. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be God. For He hath showed me His marvelous kindness in a strong city. And the Hebrew there for strong city is a city under siege, or a sieged city. Okay? He has shown me His marvelous, His fantastic, His wonderful kindness when stuff isn't so great. When your city is under siege, it's under attack. You know, that's not a good place to be. But blessed be God, because He shows us His marvelous kindness when there's all these outside pressures coming at us, when we feel under attack, right? God shows us His marvelous kindness. For I said in my haste, this is what I said very quickly, not thinking, perhaps foolishly, I am cut off from before thine eyes. So I said, you know, perhaps in haste, foolishly, I'm cut off from God. God doesn't love me. He can't help me. Nevertheless, even though I'm an idiot, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. Right? God still hears us. Even if we don't think so, even if we think we don't deserve it, God still hears us. He still hears us when we cry. Verse 23. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. He preserves the faithful. And the word and there should be but plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. That sounds really good, but it's not. Plentifully rewardeth is to fully repay. That's what it means, to fully recompense or fully repay. And basically what it's saying is the proud gets what's coming to them, right? But the proud get what's coming to them. So the Lord preserves the faithful. He wants people who are going to be faithful. He wants people whose heart is turned toward him. Verse 24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Look forward to God. So even when we think we might be cut off, even when there's attacks coming from all sides, God's still there. And he will give us strength. So we can be of good courage, right? We can be encouraged. We don't have to have any fear because God's going to take care of us, right? Even if we may act rashly or foolishly and say, God doesn't love me. Bless you. Bless you. So if we remember back from Nehemiah, Israel was in captivity because they turned their back on God, right? Because they turned away from God. But they were allowed to go back to Jerusalem. And the joy that they had didn't come when they got back to Jerusalem. The whole place was in shambles. It was all destroyed. The joy didn't come 52 days later when the wall was finished. Even though they worked really hard. And the joy didn't come when they set the big gates in place and were safe. It says that the joy came when they understood the word, when they got back right with God. That's when the joy came. That's when the joy came, right? Because they were with God again, right? It's God who strengthens us. It's God who gives us that joy. Go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. We'll close here. Verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is all over the place. Yeah. Thinking about everything else they got to do. Yeah. Wanting to know what the news is saying about politics and the coronavirus and everything else. No. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Why? Because that person trusts in God. The person who keeps their mind stayed on God trusts in God. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Everlasting strength. And so the words perfect peace in verse 3 are the same word. It's the same word. Peace, peace. Or, more literally, shalom, shalom. And the words together, shalom squared, if you will, means an all-encompassing well-being in every category of life. So when they're used together, shalom, shalom, it's an all-encompassing well-being in every category of life. It's not just like peace, like my mind is at ease and my heart is at rest. It's like everything about life is great. everything. So thou will keep him in shalom, shalom. Completely taken care of in every category of life. So blessed. Whose mind is stayed on God. And as we trust in God, he will be our everlasting strength. And those two words are literally strength. There is rock, and everlasting is for all ages. So he is our rock for all ages. That's our God. That's our deliverer. So when we trust in the Lord, he will be our strength, and we will have great joy in that.